All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up today in Tomer Devora. I sent it out on the WhatsApp, the text for today. We're up to the Eif Mida, Yichbosh Avonosenu. So literally translated, what this means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will capture Yichbosh Avonosenu, our sins, our averos. So the Ramak says something very beautiful here. He explains, Hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisnahik Im Yisrael B'midazu. The Ribon Shom conducts himself with Klal Yisrael, this particular midah. V'hisod kevishas ha'avon. This is what he calls the secret of capturing the sins. What does this mean? Ki hine ha-mitzvah hi keporachas al-sanitza. A mitzvah, he says, is something that like flies upwards. Keporachas al-sanitza. Ubo ka'as va'ola adin taklis. Lichnos lefanav yisparach. So we'll say the power of a mitzvah is that it literally has wings. A mitzvah has wings. It flies up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, what does it mean it flies before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning the Ribono Shel Olam receives it in the highest levels of the celestial sphere. A mitzvah has the ability to go ahead and penetrate every single barrier, every single mechitza, until it's in close proximity before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amnam. Ha'avonos ein lehem kinisa sham chas v'shalom. But however, this is good news. The good news is that averos do not have the ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Averos do not have the ability to ascend on high. Ela, kovsham shalo yikansu. But rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it so that they don't have the ability to come too close before him. So we'll say this, whatever this means, obviously on a more esoteric level, there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows within his mechitza, within his partitions, within his barriers, and there are other things which he keeps out. The mitzvos have the ability to ascend, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately, again, the averos are somehow kept out. Kidichsiv lo yagur chara. So the way he's translating that pasuk, the way the Gemara's direction is, lo yagur bimagur chara. That which is evil may not reside in your divine domicile. So the idea is, I will say that there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows in, certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows our mitzvos to ascend and to reside with Him. He keeps our averos out. Im kein, ein ha'avo nichnas penina. So what does this mean? So let's be clear. It does, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of our averos. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, there's an accounting for our averos. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps tally of our averos. What this means is there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows to reside with him, and there are certain things that he keeps at a distance. Our mitzvos, he allows to rise up and to reside with him. Our averos, he keeps out at a distance. Imkein, eina ava nichnas penima. An avera doesn't have the ability to go ahead and enter in within the divine domicile. Umitamza, schar mitzvah bahaya malaka. Also, this is absolutely beautiful. Therefore, the Ramak says, this is the understanding of the concept, which in general is a fascinating concept, of schar mitzvah b'hai al-malaka, that there is no reward for mitzvos in this world. I will say, this in and of itself is a dramatic machlokis in the Gemara. Is there a reward for mitzvos in this world or not? So obviously, the Ramak's quoting an opinion that says there is no reward. But you know, both say, the problem with this statement is, we have mefurish psukim, right? We have psukim that clearly indicate to us that there is a reward for mitzvos in this world. We say it every single day, twice a day. If you will listen to my mitzvos, so what happens in the second paragraph of Shema? It's all filled with discussions about material rewards. That's not a metaphor, by the way. That is literal. So what does it mean when we say schar mitzvah b'hai amalek? There's no reward for mitzvos in this world. So look what he writes. He says mipnei shem lefanav yisbarach. Because see, what the Gemara means to say is as follows. Now that we just established mitzvos ascend up close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they enter into the innermost sanctum of the divine domicile. Ve'heich yitin lo mimasha lefanav schar ruchani ba'olam gashmi. V'hari kala olam eino kidai le mitzvah achos u'lekoras ruach asher lefanav. So writes the Ramak something amazing. He says, at the end of the day, if a mitzvah enters in before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah ascends on high. So something that is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and reward it with some type of material reward? In other words, we'll say material reward is a physical manifestation for a corresponding act. So I go to work, I get a paycheck. My paycheck reflects, hopefully, right, the amount of effort I put in, the results I produce. So that's schar. A mitzvah, I will say, which is a spiritual act, which now the Ramak tells me, is so incredibly profound that it ascends on high and comes into the innermost sanctum of the divine domicile. It is impossible to give accurate material reward or corresponding material reward for such a profound and supercharged act. That's what it means when it says schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't have reward for mitzvos in this world because there is no material reward which ultimately can compensate one for the power of a physical mitzvah. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, so just as an aside, so what do you do with the psukim, ultimately, which indicate that there is reward for mitzvos? So there's an interesting arachaim in Parshas Bechukosai. What the arachaim explains is as follows, that you have to look at a difference between, well, we use the word reward, but maybe the right word is not reward. So the arachaim explains as follows, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I want to do mitzvos, I want to do mitzvos. I want to live a particular type of life. I want to go ahead and become a certain type of person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the ability to go and actualize that identity by making certain material things easier for me. So we'll say, so for example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, if I express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to become a spiritual person. I want to learn Torah. I want to lead a good life. Okay, so if I have parnasa, if I have certain material things in my life, it'll make it easier for me to become a spiritual person. It's like lahavdil, like divine flex account, you know, what is it? Is it they call it like a spending account? You know, so I'm on a business trip. That business trip happens to be called life. It's a 120-year business trip. I have certain objectives that I want to accomplish. But in order for me to accomplish those objectives, so what has to happen? I have to be able to have the certain material means at my disposal in order to be able to make this happen. But say, is that called reward? It's not really called reward, says the Arachayim. What it's called ultimately is tools which enable me to accomplish my objective. The Gemara says, "Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka." There is no real reward for mitzvos in this world because, as the Ramak just told us, mitzvos ascend on high and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They literally reside tachas kiseh hakavod. There is no way to get reward in this world for an act like that. So, what do I get? What I get are tools. What I get is material compensation, not reward, which enables me to continue down the path that I have chosen. As opposed to Averos, says the Ramak, which do not come up to the Kisei HaKavod. They come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of it, but they do not come close to me. He goes, he says, Ve'ech Yitachin, Sheyitin lo mimashal afanav schar ruchni, bolam gashmi, v'hari kala olam eno kedai l'mitzvah achas, ulekoras ruach asher lefanav. Umitamze, I'm on page test now. Umitamze lo yikach shochad shal mitzvah. So he gives a mashal. The mashal is hamashal bazeh. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer. So because of this, he says something very interesting. I read that line too quickly. Umitamze lo yikach shochad shal mitzvah. So we'll say, because of what we just said, the profound power of a mitzvah, you can't bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvos. Now, what does it mean you can't bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvos? So look what he says. Hamashal bazeh. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer, Aseh arba'im mitzvos, ve'esra averos, nisharu shloshim mitzvos, ve'yelchu esra be'esra chas v'shalom. So therefore, we'll say, there's no quid pro quo when it comes to mitzvos and averos. So it's not the pshat. He says, I did 40 mitzvos and 10 averos. So I say to myself, 40 mitzvos, 10 averos. What do I say to myself? It's a good day. It's a good day, Baruch Hashem. Because what that tells me is, I've got 30 mitzvah credits working on my side. Okay, Nebuch, my 10 averos wiped out 10 mitzvahs. Moshe says, Ramak, that's not the way it works. He says, Ela afilu tzadik gomer, va'asa avera achos. This is actually a very strong statement. Dome lefanav kilu saraf es haTorah. If I'm a tzadik gomer, and I did one avera, that one avera is kilu, I burned a sefer Torah. What does that mean? It's a very dramatic statement. What that means is, there's no quid pro quo. There are mitzvos that I do, and there are averos that I do. And those averos, ultimately, again, are exceptionally difficult. Those averos are exceptionally profound. And those averos are exceptionally significant. And no number of mitzvos has the ability to go ahead and cancel out an avera. That avera has to be reckoned on its own. That avera needs to be dealt with. Ad shiratze eschovo. When I do an avera, I've got a problem. When I have a problem, I have to fix my problem. He goes on, v'achar kach yekabel schar kol mitzvosav. Afterwards, the schar is there. So we'll say what the Ramak is teaching us, we'll have to stop here for today. What the Ramak will say is teaching us is two profound things. Number one, the difference between averos and mitzvos. A mitzvah ascends on high and ultimately again goes all the way to the Kisya Kavod. An avera is kept at bay by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The devotion, of course, is aware of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, has to deal with it, but he does not allow it into his innermost divine domicile. It is kept at a distance. That's number one. We'll say number two, Schar Mitzvah Bahaya Malekah, which means if you accept the premise, as Ramak does, that a mitzvah penetrates and goes in on the highest of high, so then there is no way to give reward for a mitzvah like that. There is no way to give reward for an act like that in this world. It is too holy. It is too healing. There is nothing material that can possibly compensate you for that act. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me tools. So some of those tools are material tools in this world to be able to accomplish what I've started out on. That's number two. Number three, Rabbi was saying, there is no quid pro quo with averos and mitzvos. You could do a million mitzvos, Baruch Hashem. But if you do one avera, Bosei, so that one avera is significant, and no number of mitzvos cancels that out. Instead, says the Ramak, all of those mitzvos are beautiful and wonderful, but ultimately, again, can only be fully actualized and fully felt when I take care of my baggage. Only when I take care of that avera, ultimately, do I have the ability to access the power of those mitzvos. So we'll stop over here. We'll say, again, remember, we still haven't defined Yichbo Shavon Oseinu, but Emir Hashem will do that tomorrow. Shkoyah.